Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
D'Orlando,
is he with us?
Yeah, he's
here. Oh, okay.
Now.
Hey, D'Lando, sorry about that.
Morning, D'Lando.
See, he should have put on, you know, the Jefferson's thing. We sound like George and Weezy up here arguing.
No, well, you know.
Hey, D'Lando, how are you, man?
Greg's
talking. Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
I don't know.
We're doing fine.
Greg's talking about putting the Super Bowl
No,
in
I didn't.
Green Bay.
See, you misrepresent me over here.
You are.
This is what I said, D'Lando. I said to Sam, is it possible that there has been the group of owners of the Green Bay Packers are getting together and having a discussion about adding a dome or some kind of cover to the top of Lambeau Field, if for no other reason to continue the revenue stream that the other teams are going to have. Minnesota's got the dome, we know that. Now Detroit's got a dome, we know that. And now Chicago's going to have a new stadium with a dome. They're all going to get Super Bowls, and Green Bay's left on the outside. And all I was asking is it possible? Because traditions, which is the thing that kept a lot of these teams, whatever the tradition was, from changing, I think those are falling by the wayside. And so that's all I was asking. Is it possible for a conversation? Your thoughts, Dean?
No. I mean, it's just too small. They don't have the infrastructure, the airports, the hotel space. You know, everybody would have to fly into Milwaukee or Chicago or Minnesota. Then you got 2-hour trips to the game or to the venue.
Nah.
So, yeah, that's just too small of a region to pull it off. You know, they don't have – you could be 80 to 90 miles away from the actual venue for most of the hotels that, you know, you'd have to stay in. And, you know, they've got some entertainment now. They have the casino, Oneida Casino, mm-hmm. that's been growing and growing the city and so forth. But, you'd be busing in and driving in from, you know, Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, in Minnesota. It'd have to be a regional thing, but I couldn't see them putting a dome on Lambeau Field. That's just too historic of a venue for that.
I say that only because they did it at Wimbledon, and people said the same thing about that. But point taken about the city and everything, and I guess it'll be a short meeting. But I had to ask.
We can't equate with Wimbledon and Lambeau
Field. Another story location.
Anyway, D-Led, great to have you on with us this morning. Falcons draft is there. It shocked us Thursday. It wrapped up yesterday. What are your thoughts on what the Falcons were able to do?
Yeah, they got the quarterback of the future and a defensive-heavy draft with five players for the defensive front, a couple local kids in there, Zion Lodge from Georgia, and J.D. Bertrand from Blessed Trinity High and Notre Dame. So a little local flavor, definitely showed some vision in taking the quarterback. Trying to stabilize that position for the next decade. So, you know, when the dust settles and you look at what they did, you know, it's like, oh, okay. You know, long-sighted, not short-sighted planning early on in the draft. And then, you know, added some power to that defensive side of the ball. So, and then threw in a wide receiver that was recruited by Lovie Smith, Illinois. And a running back from Alabama that ran pretty tough in between the tackles. So, looks like, you know, once you look at it, it looks like a pretty good draft to me.
And it's funny, we were talking earlier, and Sam was surprised about no defensive back taken. I was a little more surprised about the running back taken. But overall, your thoughts on the fact that we went 15 picks before a defensive player was chosen?
Well, you know, it's an offensive league, and the scoring has been down. So teams are trying to get their offenses back together. So, you know, six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks, another record. Three receivers who are totally awesome in the college game. Teams have, you know, with some of the veteran quarterbacks retiring, the scoring has gone down. They're expecting it to go back up with the kickoff return. And so, yeah, considering where the league is, it's not much of a surprise that teams went heavy offense in this draft.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with D. Orlando Ledbetter. He is social. You can find him at D. Orlando AJC, at D. Orlando AJC. You talked about the changes, especially with kick returns. How much do you think that factored in some of the draft decisions, especially with the Falcons, the players that they got, because some of them will be challenged to play special teams and in that new ruling for kickoffs?
Yeah, I didn't see it with them, but when you look at the last day of the draft, you started to see some of the receivers go. Jerry Rice's kid went. The Falcons took the Casey Washington kid, who runs a 4.4 and could probably go back there and return some kicks. They like the J.D. Bertram kid as a special teamer from Notre Dame. He can, you know, cover some kicks, maybe be one of those inside guys on the kickoff return to bust a hole open for you or something. But, yeah, you saw a lot of guys. You got to have a vision for the people you're drafting on how they can make the roster. And, you know, when you start getting in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, you know, you better be able to help on special teams.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. What has been your experience as far as the timeline? Because you've been around when regimes have changed, new coaches come in, bring in a new staff. How long, if there is that as far as seasons, that you have watched the team's identity come to fruition? You had the list of coaches that have come in here. Their identity, how long did it take for that team to be a reflection of that coach and the coaching staff?
Yeah, well, you know, I came in with Mora, you know, looked like you knew he was little, you know, you knew he was going to need some help, but when he kind of went off the rails, you didn't have any help for him. And then Petrino, that came in, and that was, you know, that was just a train wreck with the quarterback going to jail. Coach Smith and them were able to stabilize things right away because that was a pretty good defense that they had built up. And you know, you have the young quarterback, the free agent running back, and so you were able to establish your identity as a power football team right away, and Matt Ryan grew on the job. And then after that, Coach Quinn came in and was really hot. Really streaky, you know, started off with the physical, hit them Seattle ball, and then it kind of petered out that first year. But then they were able to get it going and make it all the way to the Super Bowl that second year. Then the poor drafting just kind of took away from that over time. And then, you know, then they're kind of treading water here with Arthur Smith and, you know, trying, you know, that messed up the salary cap. Or, you know, thought they had paid the players that could compete for a Super Bowl, and that didn't work out. So they're retooled now. It looks like you got a quarterback, defense that they think is pretty good, and a defensive staff that's obviously going to coach up the secondary. And now we'll see if they can make a move back up. So it should be fast. At the, it's like Coach Smith and them. And we'll know right away about halfway through the season if this team's legitimate playoff contender or still a bottom feeder in the league.
Yeah. D-Led, while this week everyone look forward to the draft and celebrating the new players and who's going to wear which jersey number and that, and all that type thing, came news of the effect of the Guardian caps being used in the NFL. I've watched a little bit of the Colorado spring game. And practically everybody wore them yesterday in college, you know, with Deion Sanders' football team. Talk about the fact of this being introduced. We've seen it some at practices, but now there'll be an option to possibly wear them in games. Is it a big deal, you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've kind of watched the you know, head injuries and CTEs and the concussion lawsuits. And this is a response to that. You know, you don't want it to come back up where, you know, player safety is not, you know, they're just playing lip service to it. But you could say, hey, you know, we're doing some preemptive things here to make the game safer, you know, because, you know, I haven't seen the numbers recently, but they want kids to keep playing the game. Once the kids stop playing the game, you're going to die, kind of like boxing has. And so, yeah, they're doing things in the game to keep people in the game and give some, you know, maybe if it is safer, you know, you save some people and keep them from having the concussions and the CTEs and some of the things that they do now know about and have acknowledged.
Yep. That's what we're watching and see is this. And so goes the NFL. So goes the rest of the game. D-Led, we appreciate you getting up and spending some time with us.
Absolutely.
Man. And great work all week by you.
Sure. No problem, Tim. And Greg, thanks for having me.
Always, yes.
And thank you for the kind words.
Yep. Right. Yes. And thank you. Yeah, but man. He does it. This is a man who deserves a dinner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You do that, man.
We're honored. Head him out to the press club. I'm sure he's got something from out there, right?
Probably so.
Yeah. The Orlando Ledbetter night.
Trying to make some left turns.
We are, yeah, exactly. I think that says it all right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.